Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Pat Budenbaum, General Manager of the Enterprise Segment in the Data Center Group at Intel. Welcome, Pat.
Hey, Allison. Thanks.
So, Pat, we've got some exciting news that we're sharing today. A new Intel Xeon processor is born. Can you tell me what we've accomplished?
Yeah, absolutely. The news of the day, we are formally announcing the Intel Xeon E7 V4 product, previously known as the Broadwell EX processor. And so the third generation within the Brickland platform that is really targeted at the four socket and greater mission critical big database in-memory analytic class platforms.
A few months ago, we launched a new E5 platform. Can you tell me what separates the series of platforms and what represents E7 in terms of the Xeon portfolio?
Yeah, certainly. As some of the listeners may be aware, in many cases, we get to reuse a number of the core capabilities, in this case, the Broadwell CPU die, the core itself. But then we take those cores and reallocate them for different market segment needs, hence our E3, E5, E7 product segmentation. And so we're able to bring forward many of the same benefits that we talked about at the Broadwell EP launch, where we focused on the latest use of our 14 nanometer process technology, and with that, bringing greater performance, lower power profiles to the systems. And then we also shared what we were doing, especially in the cloud environments that rely more and more on orchestration, where we announced the Intel Resource Director technology. All of those features and capabilities we'll be leveraging and offering in the E7 class platform. But really what we look to do then is continue the integration of not just more cores, but then how do we bring this into a different class of market where they truly value larger symmetrical multiprocessing type environments, largely driven by the applications, historically database, enterprise resource planning environments. These have certain requirements around performance, scalability, memory capacity, around reliability that truly help corporations run these systems in mission-critical environments, where if it goes down, it has impact to their immediate business.
You're the GM of our enterprise segment, so I know that you talk to a lot of customers about planning their next-generation data center investments. What has the response been to this new E7 platform, and any industries that are seeing this as critical in terms of their solution portfolio?
Oh, certainly. I think we had a lot of good advanced planning work with our partners, both on the ISV and OEM sides, to really kind of see where the market was going and help shape where the market was going. Some of the trends that I'm referring to look at the sheer amount of data the corporations are having to deal with. The use of analytics is just going through the roof. And we see the opportunity for analytics to move to where the data is, in this case, the transactional databases. And that really has been where we have seen our partners like SAP with their HANA platform. When we look at Microsoft, who just recently announced general availability of SQL Server 2016, Oracle with their 12c database, amongst many other of our software partners, the move to in-memory technology for their database architectures really was driven by the opportunity to bring real-time analytics and apply it directly to the transactional database. As transactions are happening, you can do analysis and make decisions. You can do real-time fraud detection on your banking records or your credit card transactions. Entirely new capabilities, both in real time, but then also being able to leverage these capabilities for your traditional day-to-day business, if you will. Helping the CFO, instead of taking 2 weeks to close the books with the HANA platform with our latest E7 V4 processor, CFOs can close the books in a day. Right? You can now start getting more to real-time business. Instead of the marketing department running a batch analysis overnight to see impact of pricing on what that will do to demand, instead of waiting overnight, they'll have it back in 30 minutes, in an hour. So you can start applying this now to more of your day-to-day business across all business units, across the manufacturing, as well as IT lines, to truly start enabling and becoming more nimble and agile.
We chose to launch this product in China. which is, I think, the first time that I can remember us announcing a product in China. Tell me why this product is so critical to the China market in particular.
China remains having a large installed base of Unix RISC class systems. And part of the efforts and initiatives have been in the China market around local innovation. And we have seen a number of our OEM partners and some of the local ISVs truly bring forward mission-critical class systems. And so Huawei introduced a 32-socket Xeon system, the Kunlun system, just a month or two ago at CeBIT in Germany with their E7 V3 that will be updated to the V4 platform. We also see other local OEMs also innovating in 16 and 32-socket class systems. So we have the OEMs doing node controller innovation, and we have some of the local ISVs in China also driving a lot of innovation. When we look at companies like Nari, who is doing now kind of an all-in-one database appliance, a software vendor that's now getting into the platform business, where they are responsible for effectively running the state energy grid, again, a mission-critical environment, now based on an E7 class platform to really bring mission-critical into the China market. I think the confidence is growing with respect to these Xeon class systems are absolutely meeting the needs across the telcos, financial services, banking, manufacturing sectors. And as such, we have seen a significant growth in our MP business in China. And we wanted to give a nod to both the local innovation, the success that our partners are seeing, and the overall adoption of Xeon class systems as an alternative to the Unix architectures.
Can you tell me a little bit about what folks have been able to achieve and anything in particular that you've been really impressed with?
18 OEMs, 51 unique designs, ranging from 4, 8, 16, 32. We'll even have an OEM offering a 64-socket Xeon class platform. Obviously, when we look at memory footprint and we talk about in-memory database and in-memory computing, you know, an 8-socket platform supporting up to 24 terabytes of memory, it's really going to help corporations start to tame the data sets that they're dealing with, whether it's an E5 Xeon, whether it's Xeon E7, whether it's Xeon Phi, whether it's our accelerator through Altera. All of these represent tools in the toolkit to help corporations really gain and realize the analytics value. You know, we also looked at some of the real-world performance that companies will be able to see when working with our ISV partners. Clearly, just in the traditional analytics capability, SAS, Actian, delivering significant 1.2 to 1.3x performance. Asia Info in the customer relationship management space for telcos, delivering significant performance gains with their database architecture. And we had an interesting one from Caterpillar and Brunel that looked at logistics and using the in-memory capabilities to do things around ant colony theory, testing out to find the best route for transportation. And then FIS and their SunGuard platform really looking at kind of a risk analysis for credit modeling. So across a range of industries, we're really excited by both the OEM innovation, the ISV support, and then the value that it's going to deliver to the end customers.
Thank you so much for being on the program today, Pat. One final question for you. Where can folks go find out more information about the E7 product portfolio?
Well, certainly come to IT Center at intel.com. That's the best place to find the breadth of content and collateral that we have available. We also have links through a number of our builder sites.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, Pat. Let's get you back on the program soon.
All right. Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.